Now that we're inside the station, look up and you'll see ceiling baffles. Rows of triangular panels that are white as you're heading into the station and pink as you're heading out. We call them shark's teeth. Not only do they help with acoustics, the different colours help people navigate. Look around and you can see the incredible, colourful artwork by Rafat Ishak. Rafat is an award-winning Melbourne artist and head of painting at the Victorian College of the Arts. Here he is to tell us a little bit more about the work.
I started with the history of St Kilda Road, and in particular the buildings and the occupants from the city to the St Kilda Junction. And through reading and looking at images, I extracted as much as possible what I thought were images of interest in a public space. And they were mixed up through a process of drawing and collaging and redrawing with a whole number of elements from my own painting practice that I thought were relevant to a public space and a negotiation of a very complex history of the site. From the very beginning, the way I approach this work and approach the design, I've always kept in the back of my mind that it was going to compete with retail stores, with signage, but also compete with the public's eyes for attention, because the public is just really eager to get to the platform or to get out of the station, so they would see it as a in passing. So I guess, and this touches on how I conceptualise the work, but it's made to be viewed in passing, to not make you have to stop and glance, but make you kind of enjoy it as you're walking through. But to achieve that, I had to kind of create something that does not compete with all the colours and the lights that are already in the station, hence the very particular and specific coloration that I've used in these panels.
To hear more about the station design, let's head to the centre of the concourse under the station canopy.